Road Trip PA Podcast with myself, Brett Thomas, is all about exploring unique places of interest throughout Pennsylvania. So check the oil, fill up the gas, pick up some snacks, set the GPS, and let's hit the road. On this episode, number 6, we'll explore a favorite destination of many, myself included, a site that was once referred to as the 8th Wonder of the World, Kinzu Bridge State Park in McKeon County. Let's get started with the history of the Kinzu Railroad Bridge. In the early 1880s, the New York, Lake Erie, and Western Railway needed to construct a branch line from the main line in Bradford, Pennsylvania, to the bustling coal fields in Elk County. They had two choices: either build the tallest and longest bridge ever constructed in the world over the Kinzu Valley, or lay down 8 miles of track over extreme terrain. The railroad chose to build the bridge. The original Kinzu Bridge was constructed back in 1882 by a crew of about 40 men and over 1,500 tons of wrought iron. The crazy part? It took them only 94 work days to complete, beginning in early May and finishing in August. So how did they build it so fast? My understanding is the workers used a gin pole to erect the first steel tower, which would have been one of the shortest. From there, a crane was used on top of the bridge to construct the next tower, and so on, until all 20 towers were complete. Pretty impressive feat of engineering and construction, even in today's world, let alone 1882. And talk about height, the tallest tower stood just over 300 feet and was 93 feet wide at the base. At the time of its completion, it became the longest and tallest railroad bridge in the world, often dubbed the 8th Wonder of the World. Many passenger trains would actually come from out of the area just to give passengers the thrill of crossing the Kinzu Bridge. Then just 11 years later, in 1893, the New York, Lake Erie, and Western Railway went belly up, ended up merging with the Erie Railroad, which assumed the company's assets, including the Kinzu Bridge. Even though the bridge was well maintained and in decent condition, it was no longer strong enough to support the late model locomotives that had nearly doubled in weight and size from those in the 1880s, so the bridge needed to be replaced. Construction of a new and improved bridge began in late May of 1900. The new Kinzu Bridge would use over twice the amount of steel as the first, coming in at 3,350 tons of steel, costing around $275,000. That would equal right around $8.6 million in today's money. The project employed a crew of well over 100 men, took about 4 months to complete. The new bridge opened to rail traffic in late September of 1900 and could easily support the largest steam locomotives. In the 1930s and later, heavier trains that required two steam locomotives would stop so the first engine could disconnect and cross by itself so as not to stress the aging bridge. A short time later, however, diesel locomotives that were much lighter than steam came into play on the Erie Railroad, so crossing the bridge was no longer a problem. The Kinzu Bridge played a vital role in the local economies, allowing vast amounts of coal to be shipped from the Elk County coal fields to Erie. The last commercial freight train crossed the bridge back in 1959. Then in 1963, Governor William Scranton signed legislation creating the Kinzu Bridge State Park. However, it did not officially open as such until 1970. Then in 1987, after 28 years sitting idle, the Knox and Kane Railroad began 48-mile passenger train trips with steam locomotives that crossed the Kinzu Bridge. My better half is originally from Elk County and was fortunate enough to have crossed the bridge on one of these excursions, which lasted until 2002 when the PADCNR recommended a full inspection of the bridge. Upon completion of the inspection, it was found some sections of the steel bridge were severely rusted and the bridge was immediately closed to all rail traffic and pedestrian traffic. In February of 2003, a construction crew began making necessary repairs with plans to reopen the bridge, but Mother Nature had other plans. On July 23rd of the same year, around 3:15 in the afternoon, an F1 tornado struck the side of the Kinzu Bridge, bringing down 11 of the 20 steel towers. My wife and I made the trip to Kinzu Bridge State Park a few times in the recent years. It's a beautiful destination any time of the year, but especially in the fall when the leaves are changing colors. If you visit today, you'll find 6 of the original towers have been restored and you can actually walk out onto the skywalk where you'll find a glass floor you can cross 225 feet above the ground below. The missus was a little hesitant about stepping out onto the glass. The kids, however, they were doing cartwheels across it. The end of the skywalk features breathtaking views of the Kinzu Valley, and the remains of the twisted tower scattered across the valley floor below are still quite visible. Be sure to explore the hiking path below the bridge. There are plenty of excellent vantage points to take pictures and selfies below the bridge as well as on top. The view from the bottom looking up is a bit overwhelming. I was fascinated by the tower design, the heavy steel, thousands of rivets, and how it all tied and came together to support those heavy coal trains. Even more amazing is seeing that same steel twisted up like pretzels and imagining the series of events that made it fail under its own weight. And check out the beautiful state-of-the-art visitor center. What a beautiful place this is. Features exhibits, lots of information and history about the bridge and the park, a gift shop where you should definitely pick up a Kinzu Bridge t-shirt or a souvenir to commemorate your visit. The last time we made the trip to Kinzu Bridge State Park, we made a weekend out of it, stayed at the Lance Corners Getaway Motel and Conference Center. Now don't let the name fool you, it's a small, old-school type motel, clean rooms, affordable rates, dirt parking lot, it's really a great place to stay. The Barrel Restaurant and Tavern is next door to the motel with great food and atmosphere. The tavern features a pool table and a jukebox, lots of friendly locals. We talked to a couple guys from Pittsburgh one evening who were in the area for the annual Leak Fest just down the road in Kane. We didn't have an opportunity to take in the Leak Festival, but it did sound like fun, so maybe next time. Leak Fest takes place in late April each year, in case you were wondering. We had actually been in Kane the prior evening and enjoyed dinner at Szymanski's restaurant. It's a really cool local restaurant with a bar, lots of delicious food on the menu, tons of character. I definitely recommend dining at Szymanski's. Kane is a town that'll actually kind of take you back in time, where some small mom-and-pop shops still exist, so while you're in the area, support a local business or two. And the trip to Kinzu Bridge State Park will take you through Johnsonburg on Route 219 if you're traveling from the south. You'll most likely get a good whiff of the paper mill in town before you get there. Interesting note about Johnsonburg, though. Notorious mobster Al Capone frequented the Johnsonburg Hotel, as did other mobsters of the Prohibition era, and it was rumored he disposed of bodies there by stuffing them in barrels and dumping them in the river. We actually saw Al Capone's cell at Eastern State Penitentiary when we made a road trip to Philly, but we'll save that story for another episode. I would definitely recommend a road trip to Kinzu Bridge State Park in McKean County for you and your family. There's lots to see and do. I forgot to mention the Zippo Museum is just up the road to the north in Bradford, PA. And if you really want to be adventurous, you can cross the northern tier of the state on Route 6. If that's not your thing and you enjoy wildlife, you can always swing by Benezet on the way and check out the elk. We've done both, so maybe those adventures will be featured in a future episode. According to my GPS, Kinzu Bridge State Park is 138 miles or 2 hours and 44 minutes northwest of our studios here in Burnham, PA. As I mentioned earlier, there's lots to see and do around that area, so if you really want to do some exploring, you should make it a weekend trip. So I don't ever want to hear you say there's nothing to do this weekend. Take a road trip and enjoy all that Pennsylvania has to offer. You don't have to spend a ton of money, and you don't have to drive that far. Put on your hiking shoes, pack a picnic lunch, and make some memories. You've been listening to Road Trip PA with myself, Brett Thomas, Episode 6, Kinzu Bridge State Park. Until next time, I'll see you on the road.